Hello, and welcome back to Reality Check. This will be my fifth official episode, and I have to say, so far, I am really enjoying it. In the coming weeks, I'm going to start deviating from the Q&A format here and there. I'm going to start talking about, like, important topics and common scenarios that I've noticed. I'm not sure there'll be any regular pattern to it, other than there, you know, being a new podcast every Monday. But maybe I'll come up with a new subheading title for this so that, you know, people can tell it apart a little bit easier before they start listening. Just a quick reminder to all of you listening that while self-help books and podcasts like these can certainly inspire and clue you into things here and there, you'll get so much more out of one-on-one sessions. So please consider trying out my services. And when you do see using the Groupon deal, which the link is still on the homepage, that's, what, $80 for 3 whole hours of problem solving and head clearing and all that. Not a bad deal. And by the way, I say 3 whole hours for a reason. None of that 45-minute nonsense. I'll be even more honest with you. In practice, I routinely go over the hour mark when we hit on some sort of important topic or another. So you get far more value for your dollar than with most other life coaches and therapists out there. You know, something to consider. Okay, so this week's question reads, I hate attending family holidays. I love my immediate family, but the aunts and uncles and cousins are a pain. How do I survive this holiday season without alienating half of my family tree? Before I get into my response, this is a good example of the need for detail when asking these questions. If this were a session, my immediate follow-up question would be, what do you mean by pain? Because that has an enormous range of possibility. If the extended family is merely annoying or not friendly enough for your standards, that's going to lead to a very different answer than if there was some past trauma involving some of these people, or seeing them again conjures, you know, old feelings of pain from the past. I'm by no means saying this is a bad question. It's a good question. But it just makes it very hard to provide a thorough answer in under 10 minutes when it's so open-ended in the wording. Again, not trying to rag on the questioner, just something to consider if you submit a question. But for the purposes of needing to start somewhere, I'll assume that there's no direct trauma or anything like that. But that, because you bothered to write in about this in the first place, it's probably a little bit more than mere background annoyance. So, to set the context, firstly, I want to mention that dealing with family is one of the most common issues we have, especially in modern times. There's a lot of reasons for this, of course, but one of the bigger ones is that as we become more self-sufficient and free to pursue our own hopes and dreams and all that, family is no longer the entity that we have to cling to in order to survive. What that means is that from the moment we become adults, family becomes a choice rather than an obligation. Now, the best way to adapt to this changing dynamic is to treat your family well, as you would any other friend who you wanted to stay in contact with. But as with all other people in your life, you can't control how the other families are going to live and how they're going to act. So, if they're going to be jerks, then you just have to adapt to that. So ultimately, family just becomes like any other people in your life, and they must be judged by those same standards that you would judge other people. I'll cop to this right now. My views on adult relationship family, meaning like after you've grown up and everybody is an adult and you're all treating each other as adults, my views on that are very different from, I think, most of society. Most people would probably fall back on cliches of, you know, blood is thicker than water, and the word loyalty would pop up. Which, if you listened to last episode, you'll remember that I don't think too highly of that word. if you have this knee-jerk emotional reaction that family must be in your life no matter what, simply because they're family, it's going to be hard to listen to my advice here, both in this podcast and probably in future ones. But I want to run a quick thought experiment. Imagine that, in your mind, you isolated each family member by him or herself, and you asked a simple question, and this, by the way, requires complete honesty with yourself, otherwise it doesn't work. If I met this person for the first time tomorrow, would I choose to be friends with them? If your answer is yes, then great, you have a solid family member there. But an answer of no should at least start you considering that maybe this family member isn't as beneficial to you as you would hope. Then the question becomes what to do about it. The questioner is in a similar situation here. They've identified that their extended family, for whatever reason, is a drain on their psyche, and they don't see a benefit in maintaining constant contact, or even intermittent contact, for that matter. From the wording, it sounds as though it's gotten bad enough where there's a chance there might even be a major blow-up at this family outing. Again, not to, you know, beat a dead horse, but this is where one-on-one sessions would be able to provide a much more detailed plan of action that's tailored to the specific people involved. But generally, here's my advice. Try to treat them like strangers you just met at a party. It's similar to the thought experiment we just ran. I don't mean pretend to have amnesia, that would be weird, but rather emotionally act like you would act as if you had no history or vested interest in any of this. If they're insulting to you, maybe just put on a look of confusion on your face and respond with like, wow, all right then, and then just walk away. Like, you know, as if some random stranger came up and insulted you. If they start ragging on people you care about, I would say you have to trust those people to handle it on their own and just don't involve yourself. It's not a battle that you need to fight. Unless it's, you know, if they're ragging on a child that, you know, presumably can't defend him or herself, in which case I would say tell the child's guardian about it. But the point of all of this is don't fall into those old patterns. Approach this like your life is so busy and you've got so many other positive things going on that you've forgotten that you ever even had problems with these people. And when they see you breaking the usual patterns, it may shock them into stopping their old ways of doing things too. Or conversely, it may cause them to increase the frequency of their inappropriateness, which if you've emotionally removed yourself from that pattern, it'll make them look really like foolish and it'll make you sort of feel like you're above it all. That's just my crash course advice for managing things in the short term. But really, to get a long-term solution to family issues, you need to analyze how you got there in the first place and deal with those concepts and events and situations and everything that led up to this point. But the quick and dirty of it all is that life is too short to expend energy, either emotional or physical, on people that are unworthy of it. When you allow people to anger or upset you, you're tacitly giving them power over you. And the only people who end up suffering from that, or the only person, I should say, who ends up suffering from that is you. Now, if your husband or wife elicits these emotions, the idea is that, you know, you've chosen them and you've made them a large part of your life, so they are worthy of that sort of seriousness. But for extended family that add very little to nothing to your life, what's the point in allowing these people to decide how your life is going to feel, even for a short while? I would argue there is no point. So yeah, just don't allow yourself to fall into these old patterns. At first, that's going to take a constant vigilance of your emotions and your reactions, but if you care enough about it and you keep at it, you'll eventually break loose of those patterns and they won't have an effect on you. I'll get more in depth on the step-by-step method of breaking from those emotional patterns in future episodes, but for now, just realize that that's all you have control over. So exert that control, and if you can get through this holiday season without allowing yourself to descend into needless, you know, hurt or anger, then you've won, and your self-esteem will increase accordingly because that's how self-esteem works. If you manage something that you're afraid of and you come out the other side, you feel better about yourself and you feel like you can handle the next thing better. Family is a topic that I'm sure will be popping up frequently on Reality Check because it lies at the heart of what forms us as children. Career, work ethic, relationships, self-esteem, it all ties back to family, and usually straight back to mom and dad. Freud was pretty kooky on the details of his theories, but in that general sort of observation of mom and dad being like sort of the focal point of who we become, he was pretty dead on. So that about wraps it up for this week. Have a good week, and I will talk to you again next Monday.